I made the mistake of calling Discovery Place a children's museum when I met with CEO John Mackey.
We're not a children's museum. We're a multifaceted organization that operates two children's museums, a nature center and a science and technology museum, which you're sitting in.
We met in Mackey's Discovery Place office, where just below us on Tryon Street, we could hear the occasional groan of a mechanical cow passing gas in honor of the museum, Science Center's summer exhibit called Grossology. Now, if you look across Charlotte, art museums are cutting back hours and exhibits, and performing groups are scraping for cash. The Arts and Science Council is raising less and less each year through its annual workplace giving campaign, which means less money for arts groups that rely on those funds. But then,
one of these things is not like the others.
You look at Discovery Place. It last year had a surplus of $500,000, says Mackey.
This year, our net is probably closer to about $400,000. We do pretty well. We work very hard. We contain our costs.
But Discovery Place does have some advantages its cultural sector colleagues could envy. For starters, it gets to keep 100% of the revenue from a city-owned parking garage next to the Uptown Museum. That brought in $600,000 last year. Couple that with gift shop revenues and the more than $5.5 million Discovery Place collected through ticket sales alone. And Mackey says 70% of his expenses are covered before taking in a single charitable donation. Now, just for context, other big arts groups like the Symphony or the Mint barely cover a third of their costs, if that, through ticket sales and the like.
My goal is to get to be 100%.
Really?
Yes. And then use charitable giving to act as investments to build capacity.
Capacity like this.
We can make pizza.
6-year-old Mackenzie drags her mom, Stacy Holden, to Discovery Place Kids in Huntersville all the time.
This is our third time in the last week. She'll put on all the little outfits and uniforms in the different rooms and play. I'm not sure, but the restaurant is her favorite by far.
Because you get to pretend that you're working and serving. I like here better than going to swimming for the store.
We are very supportive of that effort. We'd like to have at least two more Discovery Place kids in Mecklenburg County.
Arts and Science Council Interim President Robert Bush says negotiations are underway for a Discovery Place kids in Pineville. Almost 3 years in, Mackey says Huntersville is already selling enough tickets to break even. In a recent ASC survey, more than 80% of people said the main reason they don't go to museums or performances in Charlotte is traffic, parking, or distance. So far, Discovery Place is the only one building outposts where those people live.
Particularly with families with really young children, we saw the opportunity to provide facilities that met their needs without constantly putting their children in a car and driving into the uptown.
So Discovery Place is in a better financial spot than most other cultural institutions in Charlotte, but Mackey has his worries. A general decline in state, local, and Arts and Science Council grants is forcing Discovery Place to step up its hunt for corporate donors. That's a shift from the days not so long ago when cultural groups were discouraged from hitting up companies already participating in the ASC workplace giving campaign. Furthermore, Mackey chafes a little at being lumped into the fundraising bucket with arts groups like the opera or museum. They're out pitching the value of aesthetics and creativity to enrich lives. Mackey's pitch to donors is all about inspiring the next generation of scientists and engineers. He'd welcome more fundraising freedom.
I have a little different philosophy probably from some of my other colleagues about exactly the wisdom of putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Would you be comfortable then with no ASC?
I'm not prepared to answer that question. I think that's the role of the task force, to see if together we can find new solutions for the current issues that we are confronted with.
He's referring to the Cultural Life Task Force, recently organized by the Arts and Science Council to track a sustainable course for the arts in Charlotte. But while most of Mackey's counterparts are up at night worrying how their institutions will survive, his concern is how to keep Discovery Place growing. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.